You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Elizabeth Peake, writing a column for The Hill and writing a column for Fox News, who in a most recent column looking at the remains of the election of 2024 quotes Senator Bernie Sanders. It should come as no great surprise that a Democratic Party which has abandoned working class people would find that the working class has abandoned them. Liz, that is not only a great quote, that replaces all the books that we know are going to be written about 2024 with one sentence. Bernie Sanders could see it afterwards. He could see it before. Is that the explanation that the Democratic Party did not see and still does not? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think there's been a lot of conversation about whether who really represents the working class. And it is kind of remarkable to me that even as they pushed so hard to spend hundreds of billions of dollars to pay off people's student loans, and remember, it's not the working class that has those student loans, that they still considered themselves really working to the betterment of the working class. At the same time, they spend hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change. I can guarantee you, if you ask most people who work with their hands and are in the lower half of the income spectrum in the United States, whether they'd like electricity prices to go up at 10 to 20% a year, or would they rather have some minuscule impact on emissions down the road, I think they're probably going to care a little bit more about electricity prices. So I think there are a number of things you can cite, John, that really do suggest that Democrats lost track of the issues that matter most to people in the lower half of the income spectrum. And I put it that way because those are the people who are having a hard time making ends meet. Those are the people who are maxed out on the credit card. And also, by the way, who are really alarmed about the influx of migrants illegally into our country because they compete with those people for wages. I mean, we see in New York these migrants trying to get all kinds of jobs, stock boys and delivery people and so forth. If you're just starting out in life and you're trying to get those jobs and you see people who have no right to be here taking those jobs, guess what? You're going to blame the people who let that happen. And I think there are a whole host of issues that really characterize the Democratic White House under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that were not favorable for working class people. Those are among them.
Inflation. Conversations with those observing inflation. We have talked about it so routinely for years. I forget that apparently it's not widely understood that inflation was driven by spending by the Biden administration. Liz, I thought everybody knew that. They don't. The Democrats, some Democratic leadership, are still in denial, claiming the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, is the thing that's going to save the United States of America. It's beyond delusion. It feels to me like they've locked arms and they've decided not to give in to the obvious.
I agree with you because they don't want to take blame for having kicked off inflation, which I think you've got to say two-thirds of economists think that's what went wrong, is that we had, admittedly, an economy somewhat stifled by supply chain problems and other residues from COVID. But at the meantime, then you start pushing in hundreds of billions of dollars of extra spending power with nothing to spend it on. And guess what? Prices went up. So I think there's, you know, yes, they deny it because they don't want culpability and because it's the one thing that everybody got particularly alarmed about, paying so much more for everyday goods and rents and all the other things A lot of Democrats, as you say, are in denial. They don't want to accept that it was spending, because what do Democrats do in office? And by the way, I know someone out there is going to say, yeah, Republicans do that too. I'll get back to that in a minute. But Democrats spend money to grow the economy. They don't deregulate. They don't lower taxes. Their program is more and more fiscal stimulus, which equates to more and more vote buying from young people if you're paying off student loans, or climate zealots if you're spending a lot of money on battery factories, et cetera. That's the way Democrats approach their job. And I've always thought it was kind of remarkable that everyone was so excited about Joe Biden's presidency. What a great president he was. Why? Because he got Congress to sign off on trillions of dollars in spending. That's the Democrat approach. Republicans look equally bad some of the time, and in particular in Trump's last year, because Congress, bipartisan way, decided rightly that because we had shut down the economy, we needed to spend a great deal of money to keep businesses afloat, to keep people employed, and so on. And so, in fact, in Trump's last year, there was a huge increase in federal spending, and that blew up the deficit, blew up the debt. But it should have stopped right there. And historically, Republicans have pressured the government, most notably, I think, under Obama, to put some curbs on spending. I think one of the most exciting things that's going on right now is that Trump's incipient government, has enlisted Elon Musk to look at the federal bureaucracy and see where we can cut costs, where we can cut spending on duplicative and unnecessary government installations that, basically aren't benefiting the American people. I'm told that federal employees are very anxious that this might cut into their ranks. There are over 2 million people working for the federal government. It really doesn't seem necessary. And my guess is if Elon Musk, if other people in the White House really take a hard look at it, they might be able to affect something, John. It would be the most incredibly brilliant breakthrough in decades, because no one thinks that the federal bureaucracy is touchable. My guess is it is very touchable, and it should be reformed in a very big way.
We'll leave the man who carries around a kitchen sink and go to the man who's at the Federal Reserve, Mr. Powell. Now, he has a great deal to say about the future on the basis of his guidance of the Federal Reserve. No one I read, Liz, is satisfied that inflation is defeated until and if the government makes some moves, Congress makes some moves. It's a Republican Congress now, we're told. Senate, certainly, House is going to be closed, but it's clearly the indication is a majority. Why I'm concerned is there's talk of rolling back that spending. The Inflation Reduction Act still has billions and billions of dollars it can pour into the economy. Mr. Powell knows this. He cut a quarter point in November after the election, due for another quarter point perhaps in December. What does the street believe? Do we need more cuts, or are we doing fine the way we are and we should wait?
Well, if you look at the bond market, clearly the cuts are sort of irrelevant because, in fact, the 10-year rate yield has gone up since Jay Powell started his rate cutting. And the reason is because people think that growth is going to be pretty robust, that tariffs are inflationary. And to your point, that really basically inflation has not yet been tamed. It certainly has been brought down. I mean, we're talking inflation now. It's going to, by the way, the CPI is out tomorrow, so we'll soon know. But it's been down. It's brought down to around 2.5%, 2.6 or 7%. And we'll know pretty soon where that is. I think the real risk to inflation is not tariffs, because as Wilbur Ross pointed out, during the time that he served as Secretary of Commerce, the government of China is subsidizing a lot of these exports. And so when you put tariffs on, the government of China is really the entity that begins to take the hit. I mean, they basically begin to cut some of those subsidies and so forth so that these companies can compete. So I think that Jay Powell is looking at the labor market very studiously, very carefully, trying to figure out if the job market is softening. That, I think, will drive his interest rate position almost more than inflation now. I don't mean that they're abandoning the fight against inflation, but unless you have some outside event like oil prices spiking or something of that nature, I think people feel like the bigger issue is, in fact, is the jobs market okay? We had a very poor report the last month, as you know, and if that continues, I think people are going to be pressuring him to even drive rates lower. Again, right now, it doesn't seem to matter very much, but overall, it will have some impact.
There are pluses here. I don't know if there are enough. I'll name one that comes to mind because I've been talking to Europe. The ban on exporting liquefied natural gas, we can presume, will be lifted right away. Drilling, we're already at a very high capacity for drilling for oil, but fracking can produce more natural gas, enough for all the rest of the world. Is that going to be a difference for the economy, or is it only a piece of the story?
Well, it's a piece of the story, but it's a pretty big piece. And we haven't, drilling is okay. Production right now is very high for oil. Drilling is not. I mean, there's the multiple efforts by the Biden White House to squash exploration and production been pretty successful. Production's very high because of a lot of drilling that went on before and because wells are more productive. But, I think this is a signature issue for Donald Trump. The LNG pause was always ridiculous because we have a surplus of natural gas. I don't mean just now, but like for the next 50 years. And gas is obviously a much cleaner fuel than coal. If we're worried about emissions around the world, we should be doubling our LNG exports to countries where they otherwise would be burning coal, like China. So that ban on LNG was in virtue signaling from a White House that wanted to convince their climate followers that they meant business, but it never really made any sense. So I think you're right that that'll happen very quickly, and I think that'll kind of be a boost to the economy. Is it by itself enough of a boost to make sure that we have accelerated growth? Probably not, but it's certainly going to be a plus.
And the tariffs, as you've mentioned them, there's more than just China worried about the tariffs. There's Europe, there's Japan. Right now, I'm reminded again and again that Mr. Trump is transactional, meaning those tariffs are... They're a moving story. Is that the way to think of them, Liz?
I think of them as a weapon, to be honest. I mean, for example, he wants cooperation from Mexico on closing our border, helping to stem caravans moving north. You know what? That's a great time to call up the new president of Mexico and say, hey, if you want to see your exports into the United States continue to grow, stop these caravans, tighten your borders, send these people back. That's pretty influential. He is arguing that he can change our trade agreement that was concluded during his term after 6 years. I'm not sure exactly the timing of that. We do have a trade agreement with Mexico, and that might impact his ability to slap on tariffs. I don't know, but that is how I think he views tariffs, as something we can use versus other countries. And he's right. We are still, the biggest consuming nation in the world. So why do we just open our doors to everybody else's goods without any thought or analysis of, reciprocity? Because, by the way, a lot of countries do put pretty big tariffs on our goods, like Europe for our cars. And also other kinds of policy issues that we have differences over.
Elizabeth Peak writes a column for The Hill, writes a column for Fox News, discussing what lessons learned so far from the 2024 election. When we come back, the ad hominem part of the election. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.